Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout out to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He is coming to you live from New York City. We're going to be hanging out here with you for the next 3 hours. It is a Monday night, and you got a two for the price of one. Two Monday night football games. We already got one that is a wrap. Carolina Panthers lost. Saints beat them in Carolina, the final score 20-17. We have an active game here Monday Night Football. This one is taking place in Pittsburgh, and as of right now, with about a minute left in the third quarter, the Cleveland Browns lead the Pittsburgh Steelers 22-19. A terrible injury news coming out of this game. Pretty much right out of the gate, or I should say at the beginning of the second quarter, Nick Chubb, Minka Fitzpatrick, met his knee, and this man's knee bent in the wrong direction. His knee bent inward at a 90-degree angle. I ain't no damn doctor. They had to cart this man off the field. Everything in this man's knee, Nick Chubb, everything in his knee is toe up. Not tore up, toe up. I don't know, every ligament in the knee, man, dislocation. We ain't seeing Nick Chubb until, I don't know, maybe next season. And I don't even know if he'll be the same player again, because he actually dislocated this same knee in 2015 when he was a Bulldog in college. At that point, he tore his MCL, PCL, LCL, and this is the surgically repaired, and then you got to do it again. But the Browns, they're hanging tough. 22-19, they lead these Steelers. Thank you to everybody tuned in to the first hour of the show. You can always make sure that you are locked in on the free Odyssey app. You can always listen on SiriusXM channel 158. Thank you to everybody listening on a local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. You can always ask Alexa or a smart speaker to play CBS Sports Radio. We got a lot to do. And the phone number here is as follows. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. And before the break, we got so much more to get into, first of all. We'll keep you up to date on this active Monday night game, as they've now finished the third quarter, Cleveland up 22-19. We mentioned Russell Wilson. We're going to talk about Russell. We mentioned Deion in Colorado. What a crazy, I can't even say game. What a crazy game and game day experience on Saturday night in Boulder. We'll talk about that. Patrick Mahomes, they pretty much moved up a whole lot of his money. So he's getting paid a whole lot more money. A whole lot sooner. We already talked about Joe Burrow, the terrible New York City football teams. At least the Giants came back and won. The Jets got smashed by the Cowboys. And then Nick Chubb isn't the only running back who's been injured, got hurt. Saquon Barkley goes down with an ankle yesterday. So we have so much more to get into. But before we went to break, I did mention to you the New Orleans Saints beating the Carolina Panthers 20-17. up in Charlotte. Bryce Young, last-ditch effort at the end of the game, connected with Adam Thielen, a little too little, or too little too late, and the Saints go up 2-0, and Bryce Young, to the start of his career, 0-2. Dennis Allen, head coach of the Saints, said that he's happy with the performance, but there's room for improvement. They didn't really get their two touchdowns in until late. Listen to Coach.
You know, certainly it wasn't as clean as we still would like it to be. But yet at the same time, you know, I saw some improvement in a few areas. And you know, look, we're just going to have to keep working and keep grinding to keep, you know, continue to get better. But as we do that, to be able to get wins going along the way is a good problem to have.
Yeah, Tony Jones Jr. Punching in two touchdowns on the two-yard line in the third and fourth quarter, pretty much giving the Saints their only two touchdowns of the game. They're going to take on the Green Bay Packers next this upcoming Sunday. And good luck to them. Maybe the Packers will turn things around after they choked away a victory to the Falcons, and the Falcons decided to go out there and basically take it. And for the Carolina Panthers, things don't get any better as they will be heading up to Seattle to take on those Seahawks. Let's talk about a former Seahawk real fast. Hey, Shep, do things get any better for the Denver Broncos as the year moves on? Any better?
You know, it's funny, JR. The answer is no. I don't hear Sean Payton throwing any other coaches under the bus these days. Kind of funny how that worked out, didn't it?
Is he going to throw himself under the bus?
You know what? He needs to. Because this was apparently supposed to be a completely different season, and it's looking not only the exact same, Russell Wilson is regressing from last year.
Is he regressing? Well, I think there are injuries that you have to take into account.
Yeah.
I think that's one element of it. It's not a good team that he ultimately inherited. And then Russell Wilson, oh man, yes. As you mentioned, Washington played Denver yesterday. Denver choked away. Or let me just put it this way. Washington almost choked away this game. Or Denver did. And Washington ultimately won 35-33. Just a ridiculous comeback by Denver. They almost had like a Hail Mary and tried to convert, and then they didn't convert. And it was just nutty. Pardon me, Shep. I'm a pass out over here. Say something, Shep.
Well, look, the truth of the matter is we thought by this point of the season, the Broncos would be the 2-0 team. Ron Rivera was under all kind of scrutiny coming into the offseason, questioning, you know, his coaching decisions in terms of speaking of throwing under the bus. What he was doing to Eric Bieniemy was absolutely disgusting. And then he kind of walked that back. And Sam Howell, we didn't know really anything about Sam Howell.
He did it.
For them to be 2-0, this is, I know you're talking about Russell Wilson, JR, but the Commanders have got to be, I know it's early, they got to be the surprise, the pleasant surprise of this season so far. The Broncos, I think, it's funny that they both played each other, have got to be the biggest disappointment so far this season. Injuries aside.
I don't think so. I think this, I'm not shocked at all by anything going on with Denver. I'm not high on the team, especially with all of the injuries. And they were up. So Denver led yesterday 21-3. In the first half of the game. And then they basically laid an egg to continue on. And so Russell Wilson finishing up. Yes, it was exciting. A gigantic Hail Mary at the end of the game to push him closer. Unable to convert the two-point conversion. Russell Wilson, 308 yards, three touchdowns, an INT. The man was sacked seven times. And afterwards, knowing that they choked the game away, Sean Payton spoke, and I know Pete Carroll had some issues with Russell when it came down to the play calling, getting the plays out on time. Sean Payton took the same approach. He says Russell Wilson might need a wristband.
There was a number of drives, you know, where we're late with personnel, getting out of the huddle. We took a while. I mean, that's got to change. We had to burn timeouts in the first half, and I'm not used to doing. We got to be better, and I've got to be better. Russ has got to be sharper with getting the play out, and then we got to look at how much we have in. But, you know, if we need to wristband it, we will.
Oh, man. Russell Wilson's like, oh, I'll just get the plays out faster next time. P. Pete Carroll said last year, when indirectly comparing Geno Smith to Russell Wilson, but it was a shot at Russell Wilson, Pete Carroll talked about how Geno Smith had no problem wearing a wristband to look at the pit, look at the plays faster and get them out and get the offense rolling. Russell Wilson has been very clear about, hey, I don't need one. And so, look, I'm just here for the disaster. Shep, I know you said you're shocked, surprised. I'm not. I would like to see a complete meltdown here in Denver.
I mean, Jared, I love it. I mean, that's all well and good. And I understand Russell Wilson statistically. If you look at that game, over 300 yards, I think he had two or three passing touchdowns. I know he's had only one interception on the year. So he is cleaning up the turnovers. I'll give him credit for that. But when you are up 21-3 at home, clearly, injuries aside, I know all their wide receivers, it seems like, went down before we even started this season. You got to close the deal against a Sam Howell-led team. There's JR. I mean, there's no getting around that.
Yeah,
you got to close the deal. You can't go down 0-2. You gave the statistic last week. If you are an 0-2 team, you have an 11% chance of making the playoffs, statistically speaking, in the history of the NFL. This is a do-or-die season for Russell Wilson, and he's giving up leads like this?
Yeah, the man don't play defense. I mean, damn it. He didn't go out there and give up the other 24 points on the other side. And Sam Howell is the dude who went out there, 299 passing overall yards, two touchdowns. That's not all on Russell Wilson.
Yeah, well, JR, I mean, 40 minutes without a score, like that's got to fall on the highest paid player to some degree. You know what I mean? It's not like, hey, this was a shootout, and Russell Wilson brought his team back from the abyss at the end of the fourth quarter. No, he did not score for the remainder of the 40 minutes of this game.
Yeah, but that's not – he doesn't play defense. I mean, you can look at Denver rushing. He was the leading rusher. You don't want that. He had 56 yards. And so I'm not going to pin it on Russell Wilson. Can he do better? Yes. I also find it telling, even heading into the year, Russell Wilson lost weight. Russell Wilson got into better shape. This is the same Russell Wilson who we've had stories fed to us over the past several years about, oh my God, he also spends and allocates $1 million to his own fitness and staying in shape year round. And the chefs, like he's LeBron James. He's not LeBron James. And so I don't know. I'm not. Is it bad for me to say I want to root for a team to suck? That sounds bad, right?
Well, I think more so you want this head coach to suck just because of him breaking the code. And I don't, you know what's funny though? I yes and no, because you're actually one of the national radio hosts that does support Russell Wilson when he's been an easy target for the better half of two seasons now.
Have I?
You have, because you have said on multiple occasions.
I called him a phony.
I don't remember you saying that. I actually remember you saying he's not as bad as people make him out to be. He just rubs people the wrong way. Where people look at him as being disingenuous and being putting on a facade.
I think he tries too hard. Yeah, I think he does.
Oh, my interpretation of your take on Russell Wilson is that he tries to do the right thing. He means well. It just comes off the wrong way.
No.
Okay.
I haven't thought. I still think he can play. Like I don't think this is the best situation for him right now. But I think as an overall, just looking at him, he tries to do too much. As a guy, I agree with Sean Payton coming in, hey, man, you're the quarterback. We don't need you to be a politician. Everything with Russell Wilson, carefully crafted manicure, trying to do this, trying to do that, teacher's pet. All of that's true. Now, as a football player, I still believe that you can win games with Russell Wilson. I just believe that it's not all his fault right now in Denver. And I think, you know, I think he took, unfortunately, too much brunt. Oh, man, Deshaun Watson with a crazy stiff arm. Oh, my God.
Penalty, though. Penalty, unfortunately. I think they're calling
the
face mask right.
Man,
yeah.
He smashed whoever the hell that was. He smashed him into the dirt. But, yeah, Russell Wilson caught too much brunt. I still think he can play. You know, people calling him a cook saying he's done. I don't think he's done. Is he the same dude? I don't know. He's getting older. He got fatter. He lost weight now. And so, yeah, between him and how he's performed and Sean Payton and how he's talked, it's like misery loves company. And so I hope they both go down in flames. My apologies to all my friends in Denver. Is that clear, Shep?
I think it is unequivocally clear on how you feel about the Broncos. I kind of feel bad for him because Russ, I mean, the reason I feel bad for Russell is because you're talking about one errant decision from ultimately on it being on a trajectory to be one of the greatest winners in the history of the sport. Granted, being behind a great defense led by one of your close friends, Richard Sherman, and ever since that errant decision by Russell Wilson and the great interception by Malcolm Butler, it has never been the same for him.
Yeah, well, maybe Pete Carroll was trying to sabotage him from day one.
No,
maybe that's
listen, you got to hand Marshawn the ball again. I don't know what they were thinking, but he's never going to live that down, JR. Ever.
Ooh, which one, Pete Carroll?
Pete Carroll, Russell Wilson. It's just he was this close to being a back-to-back Super Bowl champion. You can't say that about many quarterbacks in the history of this league.
Yeah.
And to go from that to then thinking you're bigger than you should be, to then thinking it's you and not Pete Carroll, to think you're the system and not Pete Carroll the system, not the Legion of Boom, and then to fall flat on your face in year one in Denver. You get a coach fired before we even finish with the season, for God's sakes. And now it ain't looking any better with a Super Bowl-winning head coach in Sean Payton, supposedly an offensive genius. This has not been a nice fan 2 years for Russell Wilson.
Well, wasn't that whole thing let Russell cook? Isn't that how that's supposed to go, right?
Yeah, that didn't work.
You ever met somebody they swore up and down they could cook?
I'd like to think that I can cook as long as I get some assistance. But yeah, I mean, in all walks of life, you get people that think that their reputation is not what their actual talent is, and it turns out their reputation is worse than their talent is.
Well, let me tell you something. There's nothing worse than somebody telling you that they can cook. And then you finally taste their food and it's garbage.
Right, but sometimes it's you know, if their heart's in the right place, I can overlook things.
You eat garbage food?
You know, to me, if someone takes the time to find out the ingredients that you like, to find out any restrictive dietary habits you have, and they put in the effort, if it tastes like glue or rubber, I would rather adventure to take their, you know, to taste their food selection than I would to go to a 5-star Michelin-type restaurant. Because to me, when you cook, you're trying to reach somebody's heart. And that, to me, is more important than the quality of that specific food.
Nah, we could hang out. We just going to go to a restaurant. I'm not eating your food.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm not setting that precedent no more. Because you tell them the food when they ask, how does it taste? You go, hey, it's okay.
See,
you know?
But I appreciate a 7 out of 10 or 8 out of 10 home-cooked meal than I do having to shell $50, $100 out to pay for a 9 out of 10 or a 10 out of 10 in terms of the quality of the meal.
You can get good food on a cheap now, man. Come on.
You can get good food for under $50? Where are we talking about?
In a taco truck somewhere, man? Get some a dollar slice.
Well, you want to talk about,
you live in New York. You could get a dollar slice and walk through the park and have a great day.
Yeah. Do you know how many times they wash their hands or lack thereof for those people making those food, JR? Come on.
The dollar slice?
You can get what's the word? Salmonella? Salmonella? You know what I'm talking about.
Something that is salmonella.
Right, salmonella, correct.
Have you gotten sick from the dollar slice place?
Yeah, I've gotten sick from any kind of food vendor or food truck because they're not doing sanitary things, and that's why they sell on such a low premium, because they're not doing the respective things they should be doing to keep their food clean, healthy, and safe. So there's a reason you get what you pay for. And if you're paying $1.50 for a slice of pizza, you're going to find yourself on the toilet 4 hours later.
Is this why you eat lettuce?
Well, phytochemicals and you know, fatty acids and, you know, omegas, to me, if you're not taking care of your body in your mid to late 30s, it's going to catch up with you by the time you get in your 40s, and then you're never able to retract that stomach fat.
All right, well, next time I come to New York, I'm going to have me a dollar slice for you. Okay, and Russell Wilson, since he's on a diet, too.
Yeah, you better believe that. He's on a diet for losing.
No, he's not. He's on a diet from winning. And how that would go?
That's a good point.
Yeah. Anyway, speaking of winning, the Browns are trying to do that right now. 22-19, the Browns lead the Steelers. We're here in the fourth quarter. About 9 minutes left in the game. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. When we come back, speaking of Colorado, we're going to get into a team playing in Boulder. That's Deion's team. And I also want to tell you about a guy who just keeps on winning. It's Patrick Mahomes. Got himself a new deal, a restructured contract. I'm going to tell you about it on the other side. the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Wow, it's exciting talking to you, Mr. JR. You are clear, concise, accurate, and honest. I love listening to you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Steelers defense. Always saving the ass of the offense. Always. Pittsburgh takes the lead. 26-22. A little less than 7 minutes left in the game. Alex Highsmith knocks the ball out of Deshaun Watson's hand. Gets picked up by TJ Watt, who promptly just turns it in, or not doesn't turn it in, excuse me, runs it in for a touchdown. Very similar to how the game started, as early on in the game, the first score for the Steelers didn't come because of Kenny Pickett. It came on a pick six. Alex Highsmith able to run it in 30 yards for his own touchdown. And so we got a little bit of a bookend here. And so let's see if the Browns can come through and bounce back. Interesting night. 26-22, Pittsburgh leads. 7 minutes left in the game. Hey, Shep, this is what we always get between the AFC North. This, the back and forth. So I wouldn't be shocked with all this time if Deshaun Watson just goes and throws a touchdown the other way, you know?
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, he's looked better this year. Listen. You got Stefanski, you got Tomlin. They've been around the block before. The Steelers, obviously, a disappointing 0-1 start. Kenny Pickett has not really picked up where he left off last season. Remember, he just was winning every game at the, you know, as time expired, it seemed like last year. But we're getting a typical AFC North defense and running wins championships, at least this division. But I tell you what, JR, you talk about it, an improved game. What we're getting in the finale in, you know, the matter day is a lot better than what we were getting from Carolina and the Saints, which was just awful. That game was not reflective of the actual score. This is a back and forth. This is truly Monday Night Football.
Yeah, I can't keep up. There have been
four
turnovers tonight by Cleveland. Two of those turnovers resulted directly in scores. A pick six, the fumble recovery that we just witnessed here by TJ Watt, and just not good as an overall. Pittsburgh has only had the ball 21 minutes to 31 from the Cleveland Browns, and they're just trying to keep things moving. And you mentioned Kenny Pickett. The jury is still out on this dude, really, man. I mean, 15 of 30 pass completions to attempts, a touchdown, an INT. He's rushed, man, a negative 1 yard. There's nothing here. I'm not sure that we're going to see the development out of Kenny Pickett that people hope is there. He's going to get the whole season unless he completely stinks, but I'm not sold on Kenny Pickett. George Pickens had a huge touchdown, 71 yards. He took it to the house. He has 4 receptions, 127 yards. And speaking of QBs, Kenny Pickett ain't going to reach this guy. There aren't too many quarterbacks who will ever reach this man and his accomplishments, and that happens to be Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes playing Jacksonville yesterday, 305 yards, 2 touchdowns, an interception, no big deal. The Chiefs win 17-9, and Mahomes wins a football game. No shock, no surprise here. Here's the deal, though. As we go on through today, we found out that Patrick Mahomes now has his contract restructured. They're moving the money up. He signed through 2031, but they have allocated now $210.5 million between this season and 2026. He is now the second highest paid quarterback when you think about cash per year in the NFL. $52.6 million. He's behind the $55 million per year that Joe Burrow is making. And we know Joe Burrow is currently out. Well, maybe he might be out Monday night with that calf strain. And so Patrick Mahomes, I know every quarterback got money. Jalen Hurts got paid. Lamar Jackson got paid. Herbert got paid. Burrow got paid. And Patrick Mahomes, we know he's the best quarterback in the game, and he was just sitting back and waiting. And so today he got his money, and he didn't need to jump Joe Burrow because we know he's better than Joe Burrow. But he's certainly in the range, no longer in that $40 million per. And even coming off of a win yesterday against Jacksonville, 17 points, is almost a whole lot of nothing for the Kansas City Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes spoke after the victory and said, "We still got some work to do." Listen to this.
Too many penalties, too many miscues. But, I mean, there's stuff that we can learn from. Got a lot of zone coverage, just having to find ways to execute versus zone and driving the length of the field. I mean, it's going back to the basics, going back to the fundamentals. But I was telling Ted, if you play bad and win, it's a lot better than playing bad and losing. So I was glad we found a way to get a win at the end of the day. But obviously a lot of stuff that we have to get better at.
Yeah, congratulations to Sky Moore and Tony, as they didn't go out there and just drop the ball completely. Kadarius Toney, 35 yards. Sky Moore, 70 yards. Travis Kelce came back, and in his first game back, a touchdown. Not a whole lot of yardage there, 26 yards and a TD. And so good on Patrick Mahomes for getting his money, getting his bread. I didn't know that they would actually kind of move him up this soon. I expected him to play this year out and maybe get his $60 million next year. I have no idea, but they're going to be restructuring this guy's contract for the next forever. He is signed through 2031, and now over these next four seasons, he is making more money in a four-year span than anyone that the NFL has ever seen. And for the Jacksonville Jaguars, it has to be more than disappointing to only put up 9 points. There's been a lot of talk about Trevor Lawrence, what he can do, the emergence of the squad. Trevor Lawrence couldn't even put up a score. 22 of 41 passing, 216 yards, not a score. The whole offense absolutely pathetic. And so for the Kansas City Chiefs, can I even say newly paid Patrick Mahomes? I think at this point, he just seemingly wakes up and prints money in his sleep. They should be able to take on the Bears. Yes, they got the Bears next. They should handle them next. So Kansas City looking pretty positive here to start the season. I expect them to go 2-1, as I expect them to beat Chicago. And then, hey, everybody deserves a little bit of a bounce back. The Jacksonville Jaguars taking on an AFC South foe. They got Houston coming up next. And I see Houston on my schedule. I am pretty much feeling pretty good about me walking away with a victory. Even the Texans, damn it, yesterday, losing to the Indianapolis Colts. No Anthony Richardson going out with that concussion. 31-20. It's a tough life. And poor Anthony Richardson, we talked about all these running back injuries. Damn it, you can probably put him in the category too. Scored a touchdown, and his head bounced off of the turf. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. A big injury that took place over the weekend didn't even take place in the NFL. It took place in college. And it's probably one of the biggest injuries that anybody heard about all weekend. It was Travis Hunter going down to a dirty hit against Colorado State. Yes, Deion and Colorado walked away with a victory. It took them a lot of work to do so. Everybody was there. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Little Wayne. And then after the game, even Deion's mom spoke. We're going to hear about all of this, all the action in Boulder on the other side of the break. We'll keep you up to date on this wild game in Pittsburgh. And damn it, Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett sucks.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I've been following you for years. I'm at 80 million back in the YouTube days, man. I just remember you was on YouTube. I was like, man, this guy on YouTube, I got to go to work. I got to hear him. Then when I heard that you was coming to CBS, man, that was the best thing, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It looks like the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to hold on to win this game, Monday Night Football. They have the lead 1 minute left in the game, 26-22, on a fourth down pass with about a minute left in the game. The Cleveland Browns cannot understand a lack of a pass interference call. As Joey Porter Jr. has had his, or he did have his hands all over Donovan Peoples-Jones as he tried to race down the sideline. Kevin Stefanski has his arms up as a, what in the living hell was that? Why was there no call? And the Pittsburgh Steelers have taken the victory formation out, run the clock out. The defense has done almost, I don't want to say all of the work, but they basically bookend this game. Oh, my God. Hey, Shep, you know what we're going to hear for the next 2 hours, right?
Yeah, why Deshaun Watson and the Cleveland Browns suck.
Nah, we're going to hear about this pass interference, which is just, oh, my God. And are they gonna say it was going out of bounds? That might be, I have no idea. He had him in the shoulder pads. He had two hands, and he had one hand under each arm in the pads. And we are going to hear a whole hell of a lot about the lack of
Miles Garrett's not a happy camper right now.
I mean, he could split the bench in half. I wouldn't want to upset that man.
Hey, Jared, you see Watson on you see Watson trending up.
Deshaun Watson?
Yeah.
I think it's too early. I think he can bounce back and be one of the best QBs, man. I'm not thinking that he's falling off. He's good. He's a good dude. I don't think you have that much talent and disappear at his age and just don't have it no more, you know? I think it takes time.
Yeah. Notice how they're interviewing the defense after the game.
What, for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Yeah, they're going as far away from Kenny Pickett as they possibly can.
Kenny Pickett sucks, man. I feel bad to say it. I know he's a hometown dude. Well, I mean, if you're going to talk to anybody, who's that, T.J. Watt they're talking to right now?
Yeah, T.J. Watt and the other guy they kept showing, number 56.
Alex.
Alex, yes.
Yeah, Alex Highsmith. Yeah, I think
he went to
Charlotte 49ers. Yeah. Yeah, we've had him on the show before.
No kidding.
Alex has been here before. And great NFL career he started off for himself. But anyway, congratulations, Pittsburgh. Beats Cleveland tonight. The final score, 26-22. On the other side of the break, we'll talk more about this game and get into it. I got to get this in fast, and maybe later on in the show we talk more about it. Tonight was a wild game. As Shep mentioned, the first game that we saw tonight between the Saints and the Panthers, that game sucked. 20-17 was the final score there. This game, so much more exciting. Pittsburgh wins 26-22, and the defense handled business. The start of the game, a Deshaun Watson pick six that went off of the hands of the receiver. And at the end of the game, pretty much the bookend it, T.J. Watt, Alex Highsmith, they tag team Deshaun Watson. Alex Highsmith knocks the ball out of his hands. T.J. Watt, your reigning defending defensive player of the year, picks the ball up. Takes it the other way. Well, that was two seasons ago. My apologies. That's Bosa. I don't need these guys fighting me. But anyway, he picks the ball up. He runs it into the end zone, and the Steelers walk away because of the defense, not because of Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett's final stat line of the night, completing 15 of 30 passes, 222 yards for a touchdown and an INT. Watching Kenny Pickett play, and I'm not a Steelers fan. I like the Steelers. I'm not a hardcore fan. Kenny Pickett gives me I don't know what the hell he's going to do vibes. And when my quarterback gives me I don't know what he's going to do vibes, he sucks because you want to have some type of clarity. And so we're going to talk about this game more as it continues on and we start to get some of the final words from the coaches, the players. There are going to be a lot of upset folks about the lack of a holding call there. I can't even say that that was pass interference. He had him held in the shoulder pads. But from one crazy game to another, Saturday night in Colorado, Boulder, Colorado, the Buffaloes, they beat Colorado State 43-35. It took two overtimes. I don't feel like the game ended until like 2 o'clock in the morning, it felt like, on the East Coast.
It was almost three.
It was almost three?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And, JR, they had a start at 10, and it actually started at like 10:40.
Well, I mean, they had Lil Wayne come out to introduce them. It was Colorado State was like a 24-point underdog, and I was surprised that they stayed in it, man. They had some big plays. Shador threw an interception early, still threw four touchdowns overall. Biggest fourth quarter comeback by the Buffaloes against anybody since 2005. So they made it dramatic for everybody watching all over the country. And yes, everybody all over the country did watch, whether you happen to be in Colorado or you were watching on television. The Rock was there. Yes, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Rob Gronkowski was there. Lil Wayne did like the introductory performance for the school. There were Migos there. Who was it? Offset. There was just, it was a celebration. It was a party.
Kawhi.
Kawhi Leonard was there. Yeah, he was. And it just, it was going to be a real bad night, a real bad week, if Colorado didn't win that game. Because they have Oregon next this upcoming Saturday. I would expect an ass whooping there. I think Oregon is going to give them the business unless they got something in store for us. And then Travis Hunter went down with an injury. Travis Hunter went up and got cracked in the chest for no apparent reason. It was what everybody would pretty much consider to be a dirty play, except for Travis Hunter. We found out that he has a lacerated liver, I believe. And so he's expected to be out at minimum for the next 3 weeks. But he actually went on his own show. He has a show, yes, on Bleacher Report, because that's what the athletes can do now. They can make money. And he said, it's football. He said, these type of things happen. Listen to this.
It's football, though. At the end of the day, stuff like that's going to happen. So I just stay humble. I mean, hey, he did what he was supposed to do. It's football. Something bad's going to happen on the field sooner or later. We just got to get up and fight again. That's what I try to do, get up and fight. Good thing the doctors stopped me, because if there was no doctors there, I would have still been out there playing. But I'm thankful for everybody that helped me that day. Yeah, well, it's going to be a speedy recovery.
Yeah, it sucks. And the guy who hit him, Henry Blackburn, the defensive back, this guy started to receive death threats. And not just him, his family as well. And so Travis Hunter, he's supposed to miss the game. He will miss this game against Oregon. They got another game coming up against USC. And it sucks that he's not going to be available. I am happy that Colorado came out on top, because if State beat them, we wouldn't hear the end of it. The same way that we talked about on Friday, Deion, and helping to bring more attention to the program, bringing more attention to college football, people would be so quick to tear him down. And then after the game, this was pretty awesome as well. Deion had his mother in the locker room, and standing next to his mom right across was The Rock. Like, you can't make this up. This is the most Hollywood-esque thing ever. I guess with the writer's strike, The Rock got a lot of time on his hands. This is Deion saying and kind of breaking things down after the game. He's like, yeah, I felt disrespected. And listen to his mom, too.
Are you talking about y'all? Are you talking about my mom? Mm-hmm. See, back where I come from, when somebody says something about your mom, mm-hmm. you put one foot back. Mm-hmm. So you were ready to get down. He didn't directly say something about my mom, but he alluded to the fact that his mama raised him. And my mama didn't raise me right.
I raised him right.
Hello.
Also told him to always be yourself. Yeah. And if you have to kick ass, kick ass. Yeah.
Well, Deion's mama say sometimes you got to kick ass to kick ass. And there you have it. I don't know what this is going to look like against Oregon. But based on the fact that everybody expected, including myself, that Colorado would wax the floor with Colorado State, maybe they're going to shock us against Oregon. I doubt it. I don't expect it. I think they're going to catch their first out. Congratulations, Shedeur Sanders, man, tying the game up in regulation and two-point conversions all over the damn place. He finished with almost 350 yards passing to go along with four touchdowns and that interception that he threw early in the game. A wild one on Saturday night. We had a wild one here, concluded not too long ago, Monday Night Football. The Steelers beat Cleveland 26-22. The defense holding it down, forcing four turnovers. Two of those turnovers directly turned into immediate points. A pick six, a fumble recovery for a touchdown. Alex Highsmith and TJ Watt getting busy and getting the job done. This is what you expect with the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is what you expect when you have a matchup of two AFC North teams. Somebody's going to get punched in the mouth, and somebody is going to get knocked out. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The Browns got knocked out tonight, and Pittsburgh comes out on top. Both of these teams now have records of 1-1. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to hear some of the action. We'll hear from some of the players, and then we'll hear from you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Monday Night Football, both games done. We'll talk about it. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
Can I get a refill, please?
No one wants to get sidelined by COVID-19, including me. I've got my work, my family, I want to be able to keep my plans. I'm getting this season's COVID-19 shot. It helps protect against COVID-19, which can cause severe illness and hospitalization. Learn about eligibility and schedule your COVID-19 shot on the CDC site, vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Oh, look who's here.